You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with Ken Gernick, our MLB.com Dodgers reporter. On the podcast this week, we'll talk about Clayton Kershaw, who spoke at a community event this week. Also, Justin Turner had his golf outing and had some words about the upcoming season. But I want to start, Ken, with Cody Bellinger. He received his Rookie of the Year award. His dad, Clay, presenting, obviously a former major leaguer himself. It was at the BBWAA Writers' Dinner, the New York chapter of the BBWAA in New York City on Sunday night. We have a clip of the two of them speaking. So first we're going to play that clip, and we'll hear from both Clay and Cody on the Rookie of the Year.
Not real good at this, but I've been asked to present the next award this evening to my son, which is kind of cool to say. I got to play this game for quite a bit of years on some really good teams, actually here in New York. And Cash put some pretty good teams together. But so I was, you know, like I said, an ex-player, and probably the last 5 or 6 months it's been, you know, back home in Arizona. I'm referred to now as Cody's dad. So no longer just me being a player, but now I'm Cody's dad. So to stand up here is quite an honor to present my son this award. Our family's super proud of him. And to say that last year was special for us to watch is an understatement. So 2017 National League Rookie of the Year, my son, Cody Bellinger.
Thank you. I'm not very good at this either. Just want to first off just congratulate everyone up here, whether I was just competing against them or watching from afar. It was pretty special to be a part of. Like I said, like my mom and dad are right here. Obviously, just can't thank you guys enough for all the sacrifices that you did when I was younger. Wouldn't be able to accept this award without you guys. So I just want to thank you again. And to the Dodgers coaching staff, teammates, being a young guy walking into that clubhouse can be pretty intimidating. So from day one, you know, they kind of welcomed me with open arms and allowed me to be myself. And I think that's the main reason for my success this year. And lastly, just want to thank the writers for voting me in and letting me be part of the special group up here. So thank you.
Always cool, Ken, I think, when you have that father-son bond, and obviously both of them making it to the big leagues. And it's neat when the younger of the two ends up being the better player. That appears to be the case with Cody, starting off the career, his career with that Rookie of the Year award. We've talked about this a little bit before, but it seems like he's doing all the right things to avoid any kind of sophomore slump.
Well, as much as he can, you know, during the offseason. We'll find out when the bell rings, but he's aware of it. He knows that physically kind of wore down during the season. He's never played that long during a year. And so he's bulked up. He's changed his diet. And he's doing what he can based on input from the club and from his teammates on what it takes to maintain that strength and durability throughout the season that last year went into November. And he's never done one past August. It was something new for him, and I think he felt that it took its toll and that his numbers kind of tailed off late, and he really had a rough World Series. So he's hoping that these steps put him in a better position to succeed for the long run.
One funny line from Clay in that bite we ran is that he mentioned that he's no longer just Clay Bellinger. He's now Cody's dad. And Cody, maybe instead of being Clay's son, is now just Cody Bellinger. But it's funny when the fame goes from one member of the family to the other. All right, I mentioned that Justin Turner held his golf outing in Thousand Oaks. And what came from your story on the site, Ken, that stood out to me is that he just loves this roster that the Dodgers have. And obviously they haven't made a lot of big moves this offseason. And he likes that, too, because he thinks they're so close that why tinker? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And Justin Turner seems thrilled to be heading into 2018 with this club.
Right. And part of his message was that, you know, he feels maybe that the fans and baseball in general, you know, puts kind of too much emphasis on that last game of the World Series and might forget the quality of the team the level that they played for so long. We're being compared to some of the greatest teams of all time during the year, and people forget that that roster was loaded. It didn't play as well in the World Series as it did during the season, for sure. But, you know, it's a quality team that won 104 games. And, you know, he said you don't panic just because you have a quiet off season. You know, some people, and he didn't mention the Giants, but some people have talked about the acquisitions that the Giants have made. And when you're 40 games out, you need to make acquisitions. So it's not like the Dodgers are chasing the Giants. It's the other way around. And I think Turner's message was just that, you know, we had a good team last year, and pretty much that same team returns this year, and he's as optimistic going into this year as he was last year.
They haven't made a lot of moves, but still plenty of time to certainly tweak the roster. And one move they could still make would be to bring back Yu Darvish. Obviously, he was a big part of the team late in the playoff push. There were reports this week that the Dodgers are actually Darvish's top pick if he got to decide where he wanted to go, for sure. But maybe one of the things that's holding things up is just waiting for the Dodgers to clear out enough luxury tax room. But that seems like a tricky situation, Ken, right? I mean, obviously Matt Kemp, if they could move him, would do that. But that doesn't seem like an easy move at all. So waiting for them to be room for Darvish within that system seems like it could be a long wait.
Right. I think, you know, if you had to handicap it, you'd have to say most likely they're going to stand pat going into the season. I mean, things could change. Somebody could come along and take Matt Kemp off their hands or a portion of his salary. They could decide to trade maybe Ryu or maybe Forsythe or maybe Grandal. But when you do that, you are tinkering with that team that that made those 104 wins last year. So while it's possible that that they could swing something, as General Manager Farhan Zaidi said over the weekend, there are obstacles to clear if they're going to sign Darvish, and they're the same obstacles that haven't been cleared all winter so far, and we're only 2 weeks away from spring training. So you'd think that if they were highly motivated to do that, to clear those obstacles, they probably would have done it already. You know, maybe they're just waiting for Darvish to cave, you know, and sign for much less than what he initially expected. But he's probably got offers out there, maybe on teams that he doesn't want to go to. You know, who wouldn't want to sign with the Dodgers? You know, with coming off that season with a loaded roster and the weather in California. I mean, sure, anybody would put the Dodgers high on their list. But financially, they're pretty. They've dug in their heels about wanting to stay under this this tax limit, and it's going to take almost a miracle for them to be able to sign Darvish to a multi-year deal and stay under that limit.
Yeah, certainly. We mentioned Matt Kemp a little bit. He was not at FanFest last weekend, but it looks like, I mean, things can change, as we said, but it looks like he will be there with spring training coming quickly. What are the chances that Matt Kemp can be a player on this team that is a contributor in 2018?
Well, you know, one of the interesting things, I think, is the words of the team leaders in the last week about Matt Kemp. You know, when Matt Kemp left, it was time for him to leave. There were some bitter feelings, and, you know, he was feeling the effects of a very bad ankle injury, and he had lost some of his skills. And, you know, it had been his team and his clubhouse, and there were players he wasn't getting along with. He wasn't happy with the front office. Andrew Friedman came in, and basically the first thing he did was get rid of Matt Kemp. So, you know, the fact that he came back, it was a salary swap. It wasn't because the Dodger front office wanted Matt Kemp on the team, and there was a lot of speculation that he'd be released or traded. But, you know, that hasn't happened. What has happened is players like Justin Turner and Kenley Jansen, some of the leaders in that clubhouse who were around when Matt Kemp left, are talking about the fact that Kemp reached out to them, that he is in good shape. He worked out with a couple of the players at Dodger Stadium a few weeks ago, and he's part of the team right now in their mind, and he still has a lethal bat, and maybe he's not the defensive player that he used to be, but, you know, maybe he could become a role player in left field, which is the one area where the Dodgers are kind of uncertain as far as who will get the at-bat. So I mean, anything could happen. He could still get traded. He could even get released. Who knows how the spring will go. But if Matt Kemp is committed physically and mentally to being part of this winning team and is willing to sacrifice like many of the players have as far as roles and playing time, you know, there's nothing wrong with adding a 20 or 25 home run bat to your lineup. And, you know, that lineup is pretty good already. You had 25 more home runs in left field, and they're going to be even better. So it could be a real interesting spring to see what kind of shape he's in and what kind of frame of mind he's in. And, you know, he sure was, you know, a quality player for a long time. So, you know, the Dodgers, I think, are warming to the idea that maybe he'll be around for a while.
And certainly good to hear that he's doing all the right things, reaching out to teammates and that sort of thing. Certainly makes it all easier. Clayton Kershaw was at a community event last week and spoke a little bit. He didn't really comment much on the opt-out clause after next season, stayed more focused on 2018. But he also did mention that he has some concern for all the free agents, Ken, that are out there and are still waiting. And I think when we talk about the slow offseason and the slow hot stove and the frustration over it all, we often forget about the fact that these are adults out there that don't know where they're going to be calling home in just a month, basically, or a couple of months. And it was interesting to hear Kershaw voicing his concern for all these guys and hoping that this all gets warmed up for that reason more so than any other.
Yeah, and it's pretty complicated. You know, a new collective bargaining agreement, and you see what happens the first off season after it gets agreed, and it doesn't seem to have gone the way the players hoped it would. So you've got that friction there, and, you know, suspicions of collusion, and Kenley Jansen saying they might have to go on strike. And, you know, the overall theme is that some of the players now, I think, realize in hindsight, when you've got a property tax at the top end for spending, but you have no floor on the bottom end, that probably is a mistake from the player's view, and it probably works in favor of the owner. And that seems to be the way it's playing out right now, and there are a lot of big-name free agents still out there, a lot of free agents, period, still out there with 2 weeks left of spring training. And some players are concerned, but, you know, they're concerned about an agreement that they agreed to. So, you know, sometimes you have only yourself to blame, and they may just have to wait until this agreement is up in a few years and have to rework it.
Yeah, maybe dig in the feet at that point. Yeah, things have certainly changed as far as you look at that players' union and the strength that it really used to hold. It seemed like, it felt like when Donald Fair was there, it was almost a strength over the owners, and things seemed to have twisted a little bit the other direction. But certainly something we'll be monitoring, not just this offseason, but certainly next offseason with all the big players that are going to be available and how that plays out. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Dodgers edition. For Ken Gernick, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.